welcome to it. It's a Tuesday. I want to get to something very important right here. Unprecedented has become one of those terms grossly overused by the national news media in its near breathless coverage of President Donald Trump and his administration. This week, however, it's accurate not as it applies to the president, but rather to the media itself. Scores of newspapers have agreed to make a pre-planned attack on the White House under the guise of coordinated response, all using the same talking points. And it's certainly unprecedented in my lifetime to see groupthink take over 100 newspapers all at once. The issue of such urgency, they will explain, is the president's ongoing war with the press itself and his comments recently referring to many reporters and their outlets as the enemy of the people. Now, I agree with their anger and resentment at being labeled enemy of the people, but aren't these newspapers, including the New York Times, Washington Post, and Detroit Free Press, among others, underscoring exactly what is wrong with the institution in the first place? I mean, reciting chapter and verse from the very same liberal hymnal and regurgitating the same talking points underscores one of the very criticisms people have of the media today. They are nothing more than talking heads, and they're all saying the same thing, and their only goal, it seems, is to destroy the President of the United States. Remember, these are many of the same papers that targeted Sinclair Broadcasting recently because that company had the nerve to send talking points to its local affiliates so they could read those concerning its news guidelines for handling balanced coverage of stories and, of course, dealing with fake news. During its coverage of that story, the Washington Post, for example, described Sinclair as, quote, the most insidious force in local news. But this week, the Post will join 100 other papers in a mass display of groupthink, and strangely, will not think it's hypocritical at all. Is the press the enemy of the people? Maybe not. But having scores of newspapers duplicate nearly identical talking points for all isn't exactly making you a champion of the people either. Remember the term independent press? It gets thrown around a lot these days. But if you're writing the same thing as everybody else, that isn't exactly independent, now is it? The greatness of America is rooted in the principle that we can all express ourselves as we see fit. That privilege does not extend to the Oval Office anymore as far as any people in the media are concerned, however. Many of these same papers have been the worst offenders when it comes to publishing gossip and trying to pass it off as actual news. From day one, many of these papers have attacked the president with reckless abandon. The emphasis is on the word reckless. Let's not forget, in the first few hours of Donald Trump's very first day, the first day, the Associated Press put out a story to the world that Donald Trump had removed the statue of the Reverend Martin Luther King from the Oval Office. The story went viral in a matter of minutes. Every major newspaper and news network around the world picked up that story from the AP. It was repeated over and over again. It was false. The problem is the headlines are all on page one and the retractions are always buried in the back if they bother to publish one at all. In this case, buried along with countless reputations that may or may not be salvaged. Many in the media have simply sold their souls in pursuit of Trump. They believe there is some kind of salvation awaiting them if they can just bring him down. They don't even bother with any pretense about covering the presidency with any objectivity. They're doing the right thing. Just ask them, and they'll be sure to tell you. You don't have to look any further than the literally thousands of hours dedicated to covering the poorly written, barely sourced, extended gossip column penned by Michael Wolff. Fire and Fury, released earlier this year, was passed off as some kind of insider's look at the Trump White House. The tawdry piece of garbage was the focus of countless articles and television segments, and I mean the book, not the author. The Boston Globe's Michael Cohen was among a legion of journalists fawning over Wolf's bottom-feeding frenzy and wrote this January 5th. Sure, Wolf writes at length about the president's intellectual limitations, his monstrous ego, his childlike need for constant validation. He writes of a White House consumed by chaos, mismanagement, and backstabbing. Yawn. We knew this already. We did? When did we arrive at that conclusion? Oh, that's right. We haven't. But the so-called journalists working at major publications and networks, by and large, came to that conclusion long ago. If you don't agree with them across the board, then you too, in their estimation, are just as repugnant as the man in the White House. You remember that. But when you call them out for their irrational antics, they will cry foul. Please, if you want to cast stones at half the country. Don't be surprised when they return the favor. Wolf was allowed, by the way, to wander for weeks, granting interviews to just about anyone. The major papers and networks couldn't get enough of his vague, mostly unsubstantiated claims, and they helped spread his garbage almost without challenge. There is no time to push back when you're busy applauding because you hate the president more than you respect yourself or your profession. It wasn't until Wolf made the appalling suggestion that Trump was sleeping with United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley live on MSNBC's Morning Joe that he was finally tossed out by, of all people, Mika Brzezinski. But again, the damage, it's already done. Mika didn't say, "Excuse me, Mr. President, but we really got this one wrong and we never should have given that clown any airtime." In fairness, I'm not sure if I were Mika, I'd apologize either. After all, Trump has been brutal to her and her co-host slash fiance Joe Scarborough and many of his ill-tempered tweets. But again, don't forget the track record of the media ever since it became clear Trump was going to win. Many in the press corps literally broke down in tears, lost their minds, became so angry and obsessed, they lost all objectivity. Psychologist Jennifer Panning has formally named the anti-Trump obsession Trump Anxiety Disorder. And how deeply rooted is this hatred for the president? Well, consider this. In the run-up to the 2016 election, out of the 100 largest papers in America, 57 endorsed Hillary Clinton and just 2 endorsed Donald Trump. 2. I'm quite confident those are still the ones smarting and leading the call this week on the president. Ironically, those are the same so-called news outlets that will scream foul about being targeted by the president for accusing them of peddling fake news or being an enemy of the people. It reminds me of the things that we used to be taught in this country, like, don't dish it out if you can't take it. It makes me think about Jim Acosta, CNN's victim in residency, complaining about how he gets treated, and in the same clip, they show him screaming at the president during a formal event at the White House. I got an idea, Jim. Don't act that way in public, and you'd get treated much better. That's a fact. Fairness means zero to the vast majority of the media anymore. But keep in mind, please keep this in mind. If they can single out the president for a good dose of the mob rules, they can come after you and your family with pitchforks as well. You would be well advised to think about that if you're among those cheering when groupthink and herd mentality take over the minds and bodies of otherwise rational people, people that work in the media. Consider that. Makes me think of Don Henley. We can do the innuendo. We can dance and sing. When it's said and done, we haven't told you a thing. We all know that you got it. Crap is king. Give us the dirty laundry. Those editorials, by the way, that 100 newspaper editorial groupthink display coming tomorrow all across the country. The Boston Globe, the Detroit Free Press, the New York Times, 100 papers in all, regurgitating the very same talking points. How does that make any sense to anybody? Thanks for watching on Facebook Live again this morning. Thanks for listening all across the great state and around the world. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Looking for a new approach for ongoing health issues? Are you sick and tired of being sick? Maybe it's time for a change. Rykoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, along with other intravenous vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatments. Obtain a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save with special discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune illness, and much more. Find out more at wycoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7255.